Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and you fancy him, but you don't quite know why. But there's just something about them. That's but he's just... not that fit. But you just go, but there is fit. Something. It's Chris Ramsey.
That is one of the most offensive ones you've ever done.
No, it's not.
That is on it. You fancy him, but you don't know why. That well, you know what it is. I'll take what I can get. At least people fancy us.
Well, I know beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah,
you know
quite right. Right. Yeah. I will take that. Yeah, that is what you've just said there. That is a 2020/21 Valentine's Day card if ever there was one.
You fancy him, don't know why.
It really is a backhanded kick in the dick.
At least people fancy you. Yeah. People just want to be my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like getting friend-zoned on an international
constantly
scale.
Constantly friend-zoned all the time.
And honestly, guys, if you're listening, she's not that good a friend.
I'm the worst.
Actually a bit of a cow.
I take 3 weeks to reply to any sort of text message.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yet, she's always on her phone. Bit weird. Won't ring anyone either.
No.
You don't ring people.
What is wrong with me? I've got... actual social anxiety with people who I know, but strangers on the internet I'll talk to for hours.
So bizarre.
But my friends and family, yeah. I can't speak to them.
When we back in the day when hotels were a thing, when we stay in hotels, I literally you will not phone up the hotel reception to
hate
ask
it.
For food or anything.
Hate it.
Like I've been on my way back to a hotel before and I've been like, look, I'm like half an hour away, why don't you order the room service now so it's there when I get there? And you're like, can you just order it when you get here?
I know.
Like it.
But why is that? Why can't I do that?
You won't ring for a curry, you won't ring for a pizza.
I mean, I will.
You
You're
won't.
Being a bit ridiculous.
Well,
I will. I don't
before.
Want to, but I will.
Yeah, you will. But like the amount of times where it'll be like, you know, we need to quickly pop out. Oh, can you? Or we need to quickly do that thing tomorrow. Can your mom have Robin and Rafe? And you'll go, I'll text her. And I go, just ring her now and ask. I'll text her. You
hate
would.
It.
Like I've said it before. You would text a fucking ambulance. You'd literally be lying on the ground with your leg hanging off.
Is there that option? Because I would, to be honest with you. Speaking of, I mean, this is the intro, but hey, why the hell not? Speaking of ambulances, yeah. You know how we've got a gate at the front door at our front house? Now there's a gate.
Oh, you're gonna be good with words today, aren't you?
No.
I can feel it.
Oh,
you know,
we'll get under that in
our
minute.
Front house. So, at the front of our garden, we've got a security gate.
There's a security gate.
Yeah.
I always think, what would happen if I like fell down the stairs and I was just in the house with the kids, but I couldn't do anything?
Right.
How would they get in?
How would they get in?
How? Well, here's another question, right? Maybe take our gate out of the equation, right?
Right.
You know, let's just imagine, how do ambulance crew, police officers, et cetera, how do they get in your house if your door's locked?
They'll just smash it.
They just smash the door in?
Yeah.
Right.
Or they'll climb in a window or something, but it depends what the situation is.
I've always wondered.
Have you rang the ambulance in this scenario of you rang the ambulance?
Well, do you know what it is? I would have had to ring the ambulance because Robin doesn't know how to use the phone.
Okay, well, I'll rephrase. In this scenario, have you texted the ambulance?
Right, I've texted the ambulance.
Well, you put on the bottom of the text, we've got security, it's locked, jump over.
Right.
And that's that.
Okay.
Jesus.
Why
are you planning for this eventuality? Are you going to throw yourself down the stairs? Has it been that bad?
No, I'm really,
come on, man.
I'm
happy this week.
I can't laugh.
Oh,
no.
She's got a bad jaw. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Good God.
It's all them imaginary blowjobs I've been given.
Imaginary! Practicing in front of the mirror.
But
when the world goes
elbow.
Back to normal.
Oh, don't.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming back. We hope you're all okay and hanging in out there. It's episode 104. Can you believe it? God damn it.
Bloody hell.
Unbelievable. And without further fannying on, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, this week's sponsor, it's seasonal. The snow's gone. The sun's come out. It's not warm. It's not warm by any stretch of imagination. It's definitely not hot. It's definitely not warm. However, this week's sponsor is wearing shorts when it's cold just to show off your calf tattoo.
Oh,
there it is. Yeah. No word of a lie. I saw a guy walking down the street the other day with a hat, gloves, a massive puffer jacket, walking boots, shorts with football emblem on his calves.
I think I know him.
It was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
It was still snowing at the time. It was ice and I was going around a corner really slowly and that fucking dick was walking around and I thought...
We've talked about this before.
But it's never been a sponsor. They got in touch.
Oh, right.
They got in touch. They got in touch. Hey, little bit of sunshine, eh? Yeah. Get your calf tattoo out.
Well, that's Robin.
What's your calf tattoo? Was it a football badge? Of course it's a fucking football badge. Go on, get it out. Go on, get in the fucking sea. Get in the bin. Get in the bin, then throw that bin into the sea.
Are you done?
Shorts with calf tattoos is brought to you in conjunction with take your shirt off while driving your van if it's a little bit hot.
Christopher, you're absolutely rehashing stuff we've done. We have talked about this before.
These are lucrative sponsors.
Not, no, they're not.
Lucrative.
Lucrative sponsor? You're repeating content? It's disgusting. You should take money off you.
You know what it is? I didn't even know we talked about this. I went down my sponsor. Take money off us. I went down my sponsors list. I've got a little sponsor list in my phone of the ones I've used, and I just typed in tattoo and shorts. Hadn't been used. I thought, hey, we'll fucking go.
Well, we've talked about it before, so get over yourself.
We've earned money off it this time.
Great. So right, here's the jingle. Shush.
Oh,
we had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid. Very happy to have you back. Episode 104.
104.
It's insane.
I was trying to think of a bingo thing there, but it stops at 99, doesn't it?
Stops at 90.
90?
Line 90.
Really?
Doesn't go past 90.
Goodness me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay then. Well, there we go. We'll learn something new every day. Are you talking about bingo stuff again? Are you rehashing your old stuff?
Always.
Oh,
always.
Hey. Oh. So, come on. Whinge about your fucking jaw because you know you want to.
Okay.
I'm in a good place today, by the way. I've had a really good little morning.
Weren't yesterday, though,
productive
were you?
Morning. No, terrible day yesterday.
No, really bad.
Really bad. Bottom. Your fucking rock bottom yesterday.
I love it, though. I love that your mood doesn't impact the rest of our family.
No, I do. I keep it to myself, don't I?
Absolutely.
I keep it to myself.
Not.
Hey, what are you talking about? No way. I keep it myself. I hide it well. I put on a brave face. I do. I put on a brave face.
Chris.
I definitely don't let it impact my life or those around me. And I just get on with it. I just get on with it. That's what you gotta do, you know? No,
wow.
Fucking. No, jokes aside, I think the word we're looking for is it radiates out of me.
Yeah. You're an energy stealer.
Oh,
you're a
God.
Vampire.
I woke up yesterday, right? No, you know what? I'm not even bothered. I'll tell people. I'm not scared. You know, you should talk about stuff like this. I woke up, and the best way to describe it is like, you know, if you're a bit hungry, or you're a bit thirsty, or you want something a bit sweet, and you think, well, I need a little bit of chocolate, a little cream egg, something like that, and it hits the spot. Nothing was hitting the spot, and I realised it was sadness. I was like, I'm just sad. So I had a drink of water. I was like, I must be thirsty. Drink of water. Fine. Nah.
Probably
coffee,
the worst drink you could have chosen.
Tea. Nah. Slagging off water. Most of your body's water, bitch.
exactly.
Science. Actually, that's a piece of shit, isn't it? I had toast. Do you know what it is? I had toast with jam on.
Oh.
I didn't just have toast with jam on. I had two slices of toast. One with lovely hot melted butter and one with jam on. Like a little two-course meal. Fucking nout.
No.
And I was just like, oh, I played on Mario with Robin and I was like, I'm just fucking miserably alive.
I know.
But I'm all right today. Weirdly, your mum told us yesterday that I wear black t-shirts too much and I might be sad because I wear black t-shirts.
I mean...
Got a blue one on today. I'm happy as Larry.
Right. That's the most stupidest thing she's ever
said.
No,
I think it's science. I think she's a doctor. I think she's a doctor.
What?
I think...
Sandra, I think you wear too many black t-shirts.
Well, do you know what it is, right? Stupid. I never realised I wore too many black t-shirts until she had a dig at me yesterday when I was at my lowest point. Do you know what I mean? It was like, are you sad, are you? Are you fed up? Well, while we're at it, change your fucking top, you scruff. Right, I'll see you later.
I'm sorry, right? Okay. But that's Sandra all over. Let's not talk about the elephant in the room, Sandra. The global pandemic. Oh, no, your sadness is all because you're wearing a black top. Oh, it must be that, Chris. It must be that.
God.
All right, Sandra.
But yeah.
That's hilarious.
Guys, if you're, if you're out there and you're down and you're a bit sad, as a lot of people are at the moment, you know, just maybe just...
Put
a brightly coloured top on. Apparently sorts it right out. Although, again, annoyingly, navy top on today. Nearly black, but not quite black.
It's not
very
black
happy.
Yeah. Do you know how they say depression? They call it the... Is it the big black dog?
You were saying that yesterday to me. Don't let the black dog in. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I was too sad to even counteract what you were saying. You're like, the black dog, don't let the black dog in. I was like, she's fucking lost her
mind. Once you let him in, he doesn't leave. He's hard to get rid of. No, it is. It's I've seen it a lot online and things like that.
Right.
But it's like the big black dog. It's like a, like depression is just kind of sitting on top of you.
Right, okay.
And the depression is a black dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I actually think depression is a black t-shirt now.
A black t-shirt. It's not the black don't put the black t-shirt
so
on.
Don't put the black t-shirt on.
Don't put the black t-shirt on.
You're never going to get that shit
there
off.
There we go. Oh, hey, well, when theatres open again, everyone in the wings and backstage has to wear black so you
not
can't see
them. Not at our show.
Oh, you're going to be able to see the stage hands left, right and centre.
Don't care.
Oh, God.
They'll be in. I want...
What's that boy band doing at the side? Why are them people all... Why is the cast of Star Trek at the side and all red and yellow and blue? What the fuck's going on?
Why is Philip Schofield here in his Joseph jacket?
Oh, it's a Technicolor Dreamcoat. Philip Schofield. What, when he did Joseph in the Technicolor? Yes. Fuck, what a reference. That was in the 90s.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I mean, he still brings that out. He brings it out all the time. He had it on not long ago for a charity thing. He's always wearing that coat.
Tax deductible, got to get your money out of it. He might have put it. It might have been really expensive, right? It might have been like 40 grand or something for that coat, and he might have had to literally say to the tax man, "Look, I'll wait once a year to get me way out of it."
Do you think he kept the coat?
Probably.
I was just assuming that he got
one
a new
time.
Coat.
Well, that's even better. He's even been saving on even more tax then. Oh, he's not daft, is he? No wonder he's all over the shop. No wonder he's on everything. What a career that man's had
with his coat.
Mr. Schofield, we'll see your outgoings here on your tax form. It's 440 grand multicoloured jackets a year. Can you explain yourself? Well, did Joseph in the 90s, didn't I? Guys, just in case out there you didn't have enough tax-related banter in your life, there it is.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've grazed me boob.
You've grazed your boob.
On the table. I've stopped the breastfeeding, haven't I? Knocked it on the head completely.
Yes, yeah.
So now the boobs... I'm going through that. It's about 3 days where they're just absolutely massive. Feel like rocks and they hurt. Mm-hmm. You've just got to stop. You just got to stop feeding, expressing whatever, and then they just kill
as
for
a
like
man,
days.
As a man, a very strange thing is happening around the house because every few moments you will come up to me and go, "Feel me boobs, Chris."
Mm.
And it's really mixed. It's a weird thing.
Okay.
Because... As a
I
man,
don't mean it in a sexy way. I mean it in a feel how rock hard
I'm a man,
these are.
Aren't I? Yeah, so it's like feel how rock hard my boobs are. It's weird. It's almost like you're bragging about how rock hard your boobs are, but then you're saying that they hurt. But then I am a man, and you're saying feel me boobs. It's strange times.
Okay,
it's strange times.
Well, I'll refrain from asking you to feel me boobs because. Okay.
Well, let's not go crazy here,
Christopher. No,
let's not go silly.
Do not be thinking that any of that's going to happen anytime soon.
Excuse me.
No.
You're the one who bought condoms from the shop yesterday. I saw them in your bag.
As if you're actually saying that on here.
I tell you what, there was a super drug bag on the table there.
Christopher.
Out in the super drug bag, there was Connor. How dare you?
Do you want to know? Do you really want to know? Do you want to know why I bought them?
Party balloons?
No.
Water bombs?
No. God's honest truth.
Right.
So, do you remember when the health visitor came around a few days? I was at the midwife. Can't remember. A few days after we had Rafe. I can't remember whether it was our midwife, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. She listens to the podcast. Love you was a bit intense. Sorry, Michelle. don't know you that well, but you know.
Do you remember when she came for a meeting and I had to leave her in the house and go and pick you up because you'd gone out?
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. Anyway, what was I saying? So I always find it hilarious, just after you've had your baby, somebody says, "Now, have you got any birth control in place?" And I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
But then I did go to Boots yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because I needed to get some formula. Yeah. And I did buy some condoms because I thought, do you know what it is? Mm. Right? I'm back on the wine.
Yeah.
We might get frisky, but not be my luck. It would be my luck.
Yeah.
I'd get pregnant again.
I'm worried for that. Like.
And I just think, no.
I'm 100%
absolutely
worried
not. And you hear these stories, these horror stories of, oh, I was pregnant 6 weeks after I had my baby.
Oh,
and I think, no!
No.
So I did buy condoms. They'll be staying in the box because I don't want to have sex with you yet. But
that's
when
good.
We do,
we're,
they're there.
We'll snip that up. I'll just that can be my message tone. That'll help with my black t-shirt. Bing! Don't have sex with you yet. Bing! Oh, cool. That's just the wife texting us. Saying something nice. All I'm saying is don't be presumptuous. Don't be going to the shop without me and buying condominiums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to be wined and dined, right? Don't you just think you can walk in with a box of condoms, throw them at us, go, "Hi, take your black t-shirt, I'll fire one of them on." How dare you? Is my... stance on this. How bloody dare you? Right? I need to be romanced.
Does your black top need to be more romance as well? Or can we just leave him out of it?
Nah, can I leave it on? Look.
No, because you'll leave your black top on.
Am I crying, Jiren, right?
You'll be crying and you'll be dead glum. And I'll be like, it's that black top. Take it off. Take it off. Babadoo, 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 ba. Should I tell them about my jaw?
Let's tell them about your jaw. Do you want to? Everyone's been waiting. Do you know what it is? This is great. This is like professional radio. We teased the jaw at the top and now right. We're like a good 10 minutes in. Now we'll tell them about the
well,
jaw.
Well, the 400 gram, is it grams?
Milligrams.
Milligrams. The 400 milligrams.
Grams? Are you talking about the ibuprofen?
The ibuprofen.
400 milligram. 400 grams. Like a fucking tennis ball. Rosie, I've got your ibuprofen gobstopper.
400 grams.
Half a kilo.
Christopher, I've never took drugs. I don't know how much a gram is. Yeah. You know, when people go about coke and stuff. I've got no idea.
Oh, but what? So you think that that's the only reason people know grams? Drugs. You don't think people get taught it at school? Yeah. 400 grams of ibuprofen. Can you imagine? Rosie, here's the last ibuprofen you'll ever take because you're a fucking goner when you've had this, love. Here's a bucket of water to take it with. Jesus.
Elephant ibuprofen.
Wow.
So, yeah. No, sorry. Okay, 400
so
it's the double dose one.
Yeah, the beast.
And the codeine.
Yeah.
It's kicking in now, so yeah. I feel okay.
You feel all right now.
I don't know what's happened to us. I think I finally broke under all of the pressure of this life. And me jaw hurts. And I think it's from clenching me jaw or grinding my teeth. I bite the side of my mouth.
Yeah. And, it's tension. You're holding tension and stress because everything's shit.
Yeah. So I've self-diagnosed myself from Google.
TBD.
It's TBD. Mm-hmm. And it's really easily cured.
Yeah.
So it comes on, the jaw ache comes, it's stress, anxiety, right. Stuff like that. So the way to get rid of it is just... Not to be stressed.
Not be stressed.
Or anxious.
Good, right.
So it will go by itself.
Okay.
I've just got to...
There we go. Simple fix. Just simple fix.
Easy.
Simple fix.
Yeah. Cheer up.
I personally very much enjoyed the other night when we were basically trying to work out what it was. We're doing that thing where you Google stuff and you don't know what it is. Mm. And I said to you, so ages ago, years ago, your mom told me that sometimes if you can't get to sleep, you're tensing your jaw and you don't realise you're doing it. So literally... you just got to look like the village idiot. You've just got to slack in your jaw and just like, ugh, and just drop it.
That's...
And sort of almost, guys, work out what I'm explaining here. You almost drop your tongue in between your bottom teeth and your lip, like that, and like let your jaw just fall and actually properly relaxing jaw. And Rosie sat watching the telly with it the other night. And I didn't watch much of the telly. I just sat looking at you because you looked fucking ridiculous.
You took the worst picture of us I've ever seen in my entire life.
There's been some bad ones, but it was bad. It was bad.
But it does ease the pain.
Yeah. Well, that was the best bit because I said, what happens when you do this with your jaw? And you went like, oh, and you went, oh my God, Chris, Chris, it doesn't hurt when I do this. And I was like, well, just keep doing that. And I just took like five Colbert
photos.
But
it's really actually uncomfortable to do that all the time.
Yeah, it can be, yeah. Your tongue dries up as well.
So, fun and games. I'd rather just be a bit down. Happens to me. I don't get upset
and
stressed.
You get a weird side effect.
I'll get a rash or
you get that thing on your thumb that looks like a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that all my life. Whenever I'm due on or run down, I get this random like lump on my thumb. I had it on my eye once. Yeah. I got this day off school for a week, actually, when I got that.
Oh, well.
So I'm just a little bit damaged right now. But
aren't we all? I'm emotionally damaged, but yours is coming out in the physical way.
Yeah.
We'll
be back fighting fit soon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, hopefully as long as the school's open. They're already open! They're not already open. Stop saying it. If they're already open, I'm due a fucking fine. Because Robin's not been since before Christmas. The schools are open. They're operating at 50%! Not fully open then. Shut your mouth. Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Something's been happening recently.
Something's been happening.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Well, I don't know. Robin has been watching a lot of YouTube.
Yes.
Loads of YouTube. Mm-hmm. He watches these families on YouTube. So obviously he loves Ryan. Yeah. Ryan's World.
Can I just say? Grown on me, Ryan.
Is he?
I watched a full episode.
Right.
Ryan's Mystery Playdate on Nickelodeon. I enjoyed it.
He's a very talented lad. You'll go far.
The effort that they put in.
Yeah.
This isn't an apology. I still stand by the taking the piss out of my dad the other day because it's just a joke. I'll take the piss out. Come round my house. I'll take the piss out. I don't care who you are. Yeah, it's not a bad little show and it's nice. It's better than some of the fucking tripe you watches.
Oh, Robin
it's
loves
educational.
It. Yeah.
The mystery playdate person's always someone who's got a little, you know what I mean? The other day it was Chemist Katie, I think she was called.
Right.
Pretty great.
Right. Loved okay. It. Well, he watches all of these vlogs and these families.
Yes.
The one he loves as well is Hobby Kids. They are quite
the hobby
funny.
Family,
it's
yeah.
like three young lads. Anyway, he keeps taking my phone and doing videos, which is the sweetest thing in the world. Like he's doing vlogs, right? And he's just filming Rafe. But every time he makes me watch them, which is a bit irritating.
Oh,
they're like
God.
5 minutes long. Yeah. And you're like, right, great. We're arguing in the background.
I noticed that the other day. Yeah.
Chris, on nearly all of these videos, we are having a quite heated discussion in the background. And he's going, hi, well, I'm Robin Ramsey with this American accent because he watches too much TV. And we are in the background fighting. And I'm like, I'm terrified he's going to post it somewhere.
We're not fighting. Let's put that. We're not shouting. That's, oh, you're making it sound like throwing fucking plates at each other.
No, but we are. There's been a few times when we're having heated discussion.
Yeah.
And you can hear it.
Yeah.
And I just think he's going to send it to somebody. Bad, or he's going to post it.
He did one this morning on my phone. Somewhere. I was looking for my phone. I couldn't find it. And he was sitting playing on Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch. And he was just chatting away. And I was like, what's he doing? I looked down on the video. The camera was in front of him. And he was talking to the camera. Talked them through. Talking the guys through what he was doing on Super Mario Odyssey. Like Ethan Gamer TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he said to me the other day, gosh, this is COVID, by the way. He just sits on the telly. Who cares? Ethan, the lad that he loves on there, Ethan Gamer, this young lad who wears glasses and that he plays all the little
Lovely
games.
Kid.
He says, he's like, Ethan calls me a gamer, mommy. I'm like, oh, bless you.
He says, I'm doing these videos, daddy, but I don't want to put them on YouTube. I was like, no, you can put them on YouTube. You know, when you're older, you can do stuff like that if you want. If you want to contribute to the bills, you can, but not now.
No. Would he get us arguing in the background?
No, I couldn't be bothered. Again, Ryan's family. Fucking fair play to them. I'm married for that.
No, imagine editing.
Nobody in the world would be able to do that.
But imagine having to edit your own bane.
Oh, God.
Talking into a camera about a video game.
I don't even edit this shit with Ian now.
I know. I'm married, thanks. Babadoo, 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 ba. Been watching a lot of You Being Framed recently. I think we've spoke about Robin's obsession with You Being
Framed.
It's
the first thing he wants on in the morning. First thing.
Fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
It did make me remember something though, and I don't think we've talked about this in the podcast. I can't remember. Did your parents have a video camera when you were younger?
No.
Right. Well,
other families did. We didn't.
My dad used to borrow his sister's auntie's.
Asking for trouble borrowing people's video cameras, but carry on.
I mean, it's his sister, so stop being disgusting. Anyway, we used to borrow that, and I remember just watching back videos of when we were younger. My dad used to set the camera up in the mid in this like corner of the room and just leave it on for hours.
That's really weird.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people did that. So it wasn't like, you know how we video something now and we'll video it for like a purpose, like, oh, they're going to blow the candles out for the birthday to get the camera out. Oh, right, what's happening? Oh, he's on there, blah, blah, blah. My dad used to just put it in the corner of the room and leave it on.
Like CCTV, like Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
But boring activity.
Boring activity.
Para lack of activity.
But because we went on holiday one year to a villa.
Seen it. Seen that video.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Twice in Anna's made us watch that.
That's cruel. Because my dead granddad's on there and that's why we watch it.
Right.
Granddad Jim.
Right, okay.
How dare you?
No.
How dare you?
You twist that round. Look at you, internet troll. You've twisted that round.
My granddad.
It's you and your
that
sister.
That was his best holiday. Dude,
it's everyone just running around naked, jumping into the pool. Little children. You're all at that age where it's fine to walk around naked. Mm-hmm. Not judging, you know. You're free. You're enjoying yourself. Yeah. You're in a villa. Why not? But yeah, it's just like, I just remember it's the same one and I've seen it three or four times.
Well, personally, I love it, but I always just found it really strange that my dad, we had a garden party, we ordered a paella. Paella? Don't know how you say it. Paella?
I think it's probably paella.
Paella.
Because the double L makes a Y sound.
Yes.
But I think, you know, I think we can get away with paella.
Okay.
Better than we can get away with jalapeno or fajita.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Horrible.
I think jalapeno and fajita is bad, but paella, I think you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pacific.
That's not a Spanish word, but carry on.
Oh, right, anyway. So, and my dad just set the camera up in the outside garden because we had a party.
Yeah.
And it's just hours long.
In the villa?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen it hours long. I've only seen a few bits, but you and your kid are running around doing a show, as usual.
Always.
But we weren't that family. But the classic one for families was Christmas Day, film people open their stuff.
Yeah.
Birthdays, holidays, they were the times when people
used it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the only times.
Just, nah, I'm all good for it. We never did that as a family. And I don't take many photos or videos these days. It's
no,
not
you don't.
I do.
Yeah. Never.
Boring. Too busy living in the moment or being really sad. One of the two.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Oh, get in.
Beef, 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 beef. Do you want to go first?
Yes. Mine's not actually that bad this week.
Wow.
Well, because you have been doing a lot of things that have been annoying us.
Can we, for a moment here,
mm-hmm.
revisit my beef last week? I've just remembered this.
What?
My beef last week was that you were doing the night feeds, acting like a martyr, and constantly telling me I wouldn't be able to do the night feeds.
Yeah.
Can you please tell the nation what Chris Ramsay has been smashing since last week's show?
Okay. Chris Ramsay has been smashing the night feeds.
Boom!
But Chris Ramsay...
No, let's leave it there. Babadoo, babadoo, ba. What's next?
Chris Ramsay's wife has had to suggest to Chris Ramsay that possibly he should go see the doctor to maybe get some antidepressants.
It's nothing new the night
so
feeds.
So maybe Chris Ramsay shouldn't do the night feeds anymore.
I like
because
the night
maybe
feeds.
The lack of sleep might not be helping.
I like the night feeds
Chris Ramsay's depression.
Because I get to sleep through the day.
Okay.
I get to sleep the day away, so I don't have to experience the day.
That's depression.
But I get to stay in bed, and I don't have to experience the day, and then I wake up on the night and I watch a telly and I sit on
but
my own.
But that's what people with depression do.
Well, that's
when
fine.
When they don't want to get out of bed and sleep the day away.
But it's good because it goes quicker. Day goes quicker. I'm not making light of this. This is my life. Don't you judge me. If you're listening now, I'm in this. I'm living this shit.
Oh, my word. Hey, funny. No, you are. You're doing the night feeds very well.
I am smashing it, to be fair.
But, I mean, you're tired, which is
yeah, I'm tired, but
coming
I'll
out
be
in
tired
different
if I
ways.
Wasn't. Yeah, yeah.
So that's
but
good.
But I am. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it again tonight. Loving
yeah.
it.
Please.
I've watched some utter fucking shit films that you would never watch with us. It's great.
What have you been watching?
I watched RoboCop 2 the other night.
Oh, God, that is shit.
Yeah, really bad. Good, though.
Shit
like,
in
bad,
a good,
but good.
Way.
Newest Terminator. Bad, but good.
Mm.
One of the old Star Treks with Picard.
Yeah.
Bloody hasn't aged a day, that fella. Do you know that?
Who, Arnie?
No. What's
God,
it called?
God, he's not really bad.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
You were talking then, I just wasn't listening.
Never,
but
no,
I knew that you'd watch Terminator, so I just said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, 10 words
yeah,
ago.
I'm sorry, Chris.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger's aged.
Right,
he's
I
aged.
Didn't listen to it at all.
Yeah, to the point of where they go like, he's a machine, and you go, oh. Like, it's strange in the new Terminator, he's
does
a machine.
Does he do fight scenes?
Well, yeah, he does, a bit. But he moves more like a machine now than he did in the first few Terminators, because he's old as fuck. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he's still hench.
Back.
Yeah,
is that from that?
Yes.
I've
he's still
hench
as fuck. I definitely wouldn't fight him. Massive.
Mm.
But what's he called? Sir Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't aged a day. Unbelievable.
What's he in again?
Star Trek. Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes.
Hasn't aged a fucking day. Crazy.
Look good.
Oh, great.
Mm.
Amazing. Good for him. What's your beef?
My beef with you is you keep, you know, your water bottles that you drink your water out of.
Yeah.
You keep leaving it on the windowsill.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
It's worth
it. But why? So
it's easily accessible. So it's not dirty. It's busy being used. So
right,
I have
but why
out
put
of
it on the windowsill?
So I know what's there.
I know, but it just looks like a disgusting vase.
It's not. I think you're fine. It's a Peloton water bottle. How dare you?
But I'd rather it wasn't on the windowsill. Could you not put it on the bench underneath?
Anyone who walks past the window to look through and go, oh, he's got a Peloton water bottle.
That's the saddest thing you've ever said.
Joking. There's a fence there you can't walk past anyway. I don't know why I do that. I fill the water up, I have a drink out of it, then I think I'm not going to wash that because it's just me who drinks out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally my bottle,
like my glasses that you keep putting in the dishwasher.
Yeah, because you don't know whose they are, but this is my bottle. So I drink out of it, then I put it back the windowsill right next to the sink, so I go out and put that in again and I can fill it again.
Please stop though, because it's like the alignment, it's putting us off.
Or are you annoyed because you can't really reach the windowsill because you're little?
I genuinely can't reach the windowsill.
Is that what we're getting
at? No, it's not. That's not why it's annoyed. I just don't put it on the windowsill. Why put your dirty water bottle on the, put it on
dirty,
the bench?
I've just said, what if I put on the bench, it might get cleaned and put in this, and then put in the sink?
I mean, God forbid.
Wasting water.
What?
Cleaning it. If you clean it when
we're in the middle of a pandemic,
clean.
It probably should do with a clean. Speaking of Peloton anyway, stop talking about your Peloton. I don't care. I really don't care.
Okay.
No, you did a video of it the other day because you were going through a forest. Right. Funny how you can go on your Peloton with a broken ankle. Funny that, isn't
it? Got my boot on.
Funny.
Physio said I could. Rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. Go on 20 minutes a day, but I did half an hour yesterday because I'm hard as anything.
Couldn't walk the shop yesterday though, could you?
Nah, I'm foot
for crisp to go with a sandwich.
Foot no. Because I did too much.
Prick.
My beef with you this
You've
week.
Done a beef?
No, no. I revisited last week's beef. Now I've got a fresh beef.
Chris?
No, no. I revisited last week's beef for a beef update, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the fresh beef.
Right, okay.
My beef with you this week. Have you stopped breastfeeding, yeah?
Yeah.
You stopped breastfeeding.
Well, yeah, that's
well, if you've stopped breastfeeding, can you please explain the influx of milky breast pads that are being left, right and centre in this house? They're on tables. They're on windowsills. I went upstairs this morning.
Coaster? Yeah. Coaster for your bottle?
Aye. There's two on the floor upstairs in the upstairs hallway. On the floor.
Took them out my bra when I went in the shower.
Threw them on the floor. There's a bin in the toilet next to the shower. Milky nipple pads all over the house. Well, sick of it. You know what they look like? They look. Can you remember UFOs when you were younger with the sherbet in? They look like giant white UFOs.
Yes, but well, I have to wear them at the minute because when Rafe cries, me boobs cry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The leak.
You don't have to throw them on the floor or leave them all over the place.
All right. Well, I just didn't get them in the bin on time. But do you know what it is, Chris, though? Yep. I've had to take them out because if I don't, I'll have them in for like 3 days and then I'll go, these are a bit manky.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I think they're getting wet and then they're drying. And they're getting wet and then they're drying.
Ugh.
I know, it's horrible. Do I stink?
What?
Can you smell us?
No more than usual.
Do I smell like milk?
No more than usual.
I said that yesterday to my mum, you know. I've never seen her look at us with such disgust, ever.
Right.
Like I said, I walked to my mum's. Oh, because we had an argument. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun. Remember
when I walked to my mum's?
Yeah.
And I said to her, when I were left and I put my coat on, I went, oh. I was like, oh, mum, I stink. And I don't think I've had a shower today. And she just looked at us like, right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a person who's got time on her hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's got loads of time.
Proper looked down on us. Yeah, and I thought, it kicked us into gear because I've had a wash today.
Oh, well done.
Just the days. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I've not brushed my teeth. I had a wash and I'm like.
Oh, what's the point in brushing your teeth at 4 o'clock when it's clearly wine time, baby?
Well, exactly. So. You can't drink wine after brushing your teeth.
Disgusting.
Horrible, isn't it?
Robin experienced that for the first time the other day.
He
wanted a little drink of juice before he went to bed.
Yeah.
And I made him brush his teeth and then he got the drink of juice and he drank and he went, that tastes horrible. And I went, it's your toothpaste.
Finally.
Yeah.
That's took him years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Do you remember? Here's a little memory. Uh-huh. Do you remember when we used to go out to pubs and that?
Nah,
or restaurants?
Can't remember that.
And you brush your teeth before you leave.
Yeah.
And that first sip of alcohol was never that nice.
Yeah.
But because you used to go out so much, you think, oh, well, I'll carry on.
Oh, yeah, you would go, I'll wash this toothpaste
first
pint.
Yeah, I'll carry on with this.
God, I remember pints.
Oh, no.
I remember pints. Memories.
Like the corners of my mind.
Of my pints. God. How are you, man? Let's sort it out, quick.
Bubbly, orangey. Watery pint memory.
You actually made pints sound disgusting there. Don't do that again. Bubbly, orangey, watery. Don't ever do that
That's
again.
That's a pint?
You sound like a drip tray. I don't like that at all. Don't ruin pints for me.
You don't even drink pints?
I might buy a keg.
Please don't.
I might buy a keg.
Got enough lockdown shit going on in this
I
house.
Think I'm the only man in Britain who didn't build a fucking pub in his house.
Yeah, only because I wouldn't let you.
Yeah, I did try.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 bab. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Oh, that was nice. I enjoyed that a lot. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch and have a question for us, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Literally send us whatever the fuck you want. Go for it. Fill your boots, go crazy. And thank you so much for continuing to rate we're on the little podcast apps and stuff. We really do appreciate it. I check them. I check them every day and they keep going up.
It really
thank
does.
You very much.
It really
I do.
Does.
It's actually getting ridiculous now. So, but yeah, it's all I've got. It's all I've got. Got a little one referencing last week that I thought I would just touch on straight away.
Okay.
Just a little update from someone.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I've just listened to episode 103 about the woman who swallows mash, beans and jelly whole.
Right.
Remember her?
Yeah.
I don't swallow my beans while I chew them, but I do swallow mash and jelly and pasta whole.
Ooh, that's
the
not
only
good
time
for you.
I chew, right? So it's just this lady here swallows pasta whole.
Cooked pasta, obviously.
I imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, are we talking like penne?
Well.
I mean, if it's spaghetti.
Orzo.
Where does it end? What's orzo?
Really small pasta.
Right, okay. I don't know. I'm guessing it's not, I've never heard of orzo, small pasta. I'm guessing that's a posh thing. I'm guessing she's not talking about this because she's written here, the only time I chew pasta is when I have pasta and beans for my dinner.
Pasta and beans?
No fucking idea who this person is. Pasta and beans.
Oh, do you
what
know
kind
what?
Of disgust? No, 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 don't, no.
Chris?
No.
I would.
No.
I would.
Why?
Why not?
Pasta and beans.
Hang on. Pasta. Beans.
Nah, it's scummy. Pasta as
and
what
beans.
Kind of scummy fucking
do you know what
student
I'd add to
shit
that?
Is this? What?
Tuna.
Ah! What kind of scummy student fucking straight out of the tin scran is this? I've got a feeling, now she's saying pasta here, I've got a feeling she might mean spaghetti hoops.
Well, you could eat them all, they're dead soft.
Yeah, I think we've got a genuine scumbag emailing in here. Because she's just written as well. Also, going back to sharing a towel with other people, me and my boyfriend don't share a towel, but we do share, brace yourself.
What?
A flannel.
Mm.
No. I can't think of a worse thing to share.
Do we share the loofah thing? What's it called? That's
Oh, the shower puff thing.
Mm-hmm. The sharp sponge.
The sharp sponge?
Well, the thing on the... Oh, this... Cody!
She can't speak.
It's hit the spot.
I know what you mean. The shower puff thing. Like
yes.
The collection
do we,
of
we share
net.
That, don't we?
Yes. Is
so
that
that's
bad?
Just like a flannel?
But I don't know what
what's
this flannel
what's with you and flannels?
I really have a phobia of flannels.
There's your birthday sorted, sunshine. Hello, flannel.com. I'll have a lifetime of flannels, please, for me husband. Thank you so much.
Speaking on what you said at the beginning
ooh,
as well.
Oh, hang on.
What?
This has just sparked something for us.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to anyone's house where they have...
Never. I've just... never been to anyone's house.
No, in the past year. Better not have. I'll tell on you. I'll shop you. Where they have flannels to wash your hands, like a posh hotel.
Your auntie and uncle has got them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to say to my Auntie Karen, how often do you wash these flannels? And she'll wash them all the time because, you know, the house is nip and clean and they're, you know, lovely and clean. But that's a lot of graft.
I remember first time I went to your auntie and uncle's and I saw that they had flannels downstairs. And you dry your hands,
there's a pile of them. Everyone
gets a different
flannel.
Literally like
20
flannels. You dry hands, you put it in the little thing and then they get washed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, I'm wanting some money here.
How the other half live.
That's why I married you. As soon
it?
As I saw that, how wrong was that? Turns out I spent all of family money on flannels. Going back to your intro here, your horrible intro that you said to me here, this same person, bean-eating pasta freak, has written, Chris also used to be my celebrity crush, but after listening to the podcast and loving Rosie so much, I just can't look at Chris like that anymore. It's like fancying a friend's boyfriend.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Chris. That's good.
No, I appreciate that.
Another little kick while I'm down. That's
thank
class.
You. Thank there you, Pastor Bean Lady. I do appreciate that. Because it's always a bit weird when I put a picture on Instagram and people are like, oh, I would. And I'm like, that's a bit inappropriate.
Do they write that?
Oh, look at you, buzzing.
Can you screen guard them for me?
No.
Can you talk about birthday? Just every time someone said something nice like that, just make a little collage of them for us and I'll just get them framed. I'll put them up.
Is that what you want?
Nah.
No, you would. You'd look at your little face. Little face changed.
Hey,
changed.
Look, everyone likes a compliment, right?
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Do you remember when we first started, when we were first married, and you did something in an Instagram Live or something, and somebody said, just outright, I thought his wife would have been fitter. Remember that? That was fun. That was a good night. Oh, filled me with confidence.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, I still agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a point. I thought she'd be fitter as well. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie, this next email.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any other podcast or TV show or any kind of entertainment medium or even company in the entire world that gets an email that starts like this.
Okay.
Can I just say that?
I'm excited.
Hello. Just catching up on your podcast and we've just finished the episode about rugby players doing shots out of their ball skin.
Oh, that, yes.
I mean,
that was a very informative episode, actually.
What a fucking opening sentence. And it's bang on as well. That's the most annoying bit. It reminded me of a party trick that I did for a short while.
Ooh.
I don't know if others have seen the trick of someone dipping their thumb in Sambuca, then lighting it on fire and putting it out with their mouth.
Never seen that.
Seen that? So you can light a Sambuca, mm-hmm. right? But what you can do, I've seen people do it, they dip their thumb in, so the Sambuca's on their thumb, and then they light their thumb, and then they go, and like put it in the mouth and put it out.
I used to do that with matches.
Right, that's ridiculous. Okay. But yeah, like a really shit fire eater.
Yeah.
Light the match, everyone.
No, ooh. I did when I used to smoke. So you'd light the match.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd put, because of the, what's it called in your mouth? Carbon
saliva.
Monoxide? No. Like when you shut your mouth, it.
Oh, because no oxygen.
Because there's no oxygen.
Right, okay.
So I used to put the match in my mouth and I'd shut my mouth and it would go out.
Right, okay. Yeah, so
it tasted horrible.
Scummiest thing I've ever heard. Awful.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took us this long to find out. If your auntie and uncle with all the flannels could hear this, they'd be mortified. Well, when I was at uni, I saw someone do it with their thumb and thought, if you can do it with your thumb, you could probably do it with other body parts.
Oh, no.
I thought, fuck it. Why not? I'll do it with my knob.
Oh, my.
So
what?
So I dipped my penis in Sambuca and I set it on fire. It's not the first and probably not the last time that people have pointed at my penis and laughed. Fair enough.
Great.
This is when I realised I have excellent friends. As the first time I did it, I never thought of how to put it out, as my mouth, unfortunately, does not reach my penis.
As all men know.
So my mate came to my rescue and put it out with his mouth. What a legend. He became part of the act.
Oh,
the act!
No.
We went on tour.
Coming to Pontins 2022.
The act.
Sambuca sausages.
The act. Oh, that's so
horrible.
We hit the road. We did an international tour all over the world. There was women. There was money.
That's awful.
He became part of the act after the first time. I prefer to be anonymous, please, as it's something I don't do anymore.
Is that only because the pubs are shut, or
just it became part of the act? So him and his mate, it became the thing where he'd dip his dick in some sandbook and light it, and then his mate would put his dick in it. Basically,
horrible.
What you're saying, you've emailed in to tell us that for a while your mate used to suck you off on nights out.
Yeah.
That's essentially
I'm
what
not gay. I'm not gay.
It's not gay if you put sambuca on it and light it.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
That's awful.
He lit it on fire and then went, hold on a second. And his mate had a quilly. Oh, fucking
why,
hell.
But why did his mate put his mouth around it? Why didn't he just kind of...
That's the trick, isn't it?
No, but...
That's the trick. That's what
you're telling me his friend is like, oh.
To the rescue.
You were meant to do your thumb.
Fireman Sam, to the rescue. Quick. Sorted. Great. Thanks, mate. You're welcome.
Horrible. That must have really hurt, though, because if you think about it, your thumb, that sees a lot of stuff. during the day. So it touches things. It's quite
the skin's not as sensitive.
The skin is quite hard. Do you know what I mean? Round your penis.
What, from what I understand, if you get it quick enough, it's not burning the skin. It's just the sambuca is the only thing burning.
Mm.
So there's a layer of... I mean, Christ, don't try this. Anyone, do not try this. I'm not saying it won't hurt and I'm never going to try it. I would never stick my penis in some kind of... As if I have to say this. Don't stick your penis in something and then light it on fire. No. It's not good. You're right, though. We're talking about pube singe here because it's going to be pube singe and it's going to be... You're right. Very sensitive.
Stinging.
But from what I understand, the sambuca burns first. Like, so you can put it on your hand, light it, and then for a moment, it won't hurt, and then, it'll go out. But, yeah, crazy.
Asbestos dick.
Well, I mean, that's what the girls call them.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I have a bit of a weird question to ask, and I would like some advice on something. Every night when my dad comes in to say goodnight to me, he's usually in his pyjamas. He is usually standing there for a whilst we are talking. Everything is fine until he almost instantly starts vigorously scratching his arse crack.
Oh, is this someone's dad?
Yes.
Right.
I feel so uncomfortable, and why can't he just wait and do it somewhere else? It baffles me. It is so obvious that he is doing it, but I can't bring myself to tell him to stop. How do I tell him to stop in the nicest and least awkward way possible? Many thanks.
Can I start?
Some people's relationships with their parents are so... you can start. Go.
Okay, so I would say, Dad, good night. Love you. Stop coming in me night. Stop coming in me room of a night and scratching your back passage, please. It's making us feel a bit ill.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I mean, the first time he done it, the way I speak to people, sometimes I get off on the wrong foot with certain people. Uh-huh. I've met people in the industry who sort of think I'm, the first time I've met them, thought, well, you're a fucking prick, because it's just the way I speak to people sometimes.
Well, you've got no filter. I've given you a little bit of a filter. But
yeah, a little bit. You've helped us a bit, but yeah.
Absolutely had no filter when I met you.
Yeah, well, cause it's just because I started comedy young and I realised when I just said stuff without thinking, people laughed if I just said things. So it just became the way in life. But if I was in my bedroom living at home and my dad came in to say goodnight, he was like, night, Sonia, oh, what are you watching? Are you? And it just hot. Dad! Get your hands out of your arse crack, you dirty... Step back over the threshold. Scratch out in the fucking passageway, you dirty... Wash your hands. There would be no moment where I go, I should say something.
Or where you cower away and don't look thinking, oh,
how do
Dad.
I broach this? It would literally be... And I'm really sorry, person who's written this in. If he's got pyjama pants on and no underpants and he's vigorously scratching his arse crack, there is bits of fecal matter pubes. They are falling down the baggy trouser leg and they are dropping out of the bottom of his trouser leg like when they're disposing of the dirt in the fucking yard in The Great Escape. He is shaking fecal matter and pubis onto your bedroom floor.
But it's not his bedroom floor though, is it?
Yeah, it's not the dad's bedroom floor. He comes in. What?
It's not the kid's bedroom floor.
Whose is it?
The dad's bedroom floor.
Good point, actually.
Who owns the house?
You live under this roof. I'll scratch my arse crack where I want. Actually, do you know what?
Come on, you're a dad now.
I've come at this from a different angle.
Uh-huh.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
Because in this scenario, it was my dad scratching his arse in my room.
You're the dad.
Now
come
I'm
on.
The dad.
Right.
And I'm in Robin's room scratching my arse.
Right, well, let's do a little role play. Right?
Role play? Rosie, I'm going up to scratch my arse in his room now. 2 seconds.
Listen, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm Robin.
Right.
Or Rafe. Rafe can't speak yet, but I'm Robin. Scratch your ass.
Well, we'll do the whole thing. Night, son.
Night, Dad.
All right. What are you watching on here?
Just Walking Dead.
Ah, hey, you know that started. That was a comic book at the
first. Dad, man.
What?
Oh, coming in here, scratching your ass pubes everywhere. Get out. You're disgusting.
Hey.
I don't know why my mum married you. She could have done a lot better. Hey. I've always said that for years.
Bit personal, son. You're going a bit personal there. Bit biased. Two sides to every story. Listen. My house, my rules. I'll have you right now. I'll scratch my arse in every single room in this house. Every room.
But I pay board, Dad. I pay me £30
a week. Not enough, right? I can scratch my arse wherever I want. I've got full arse scratching privileges. It's in the mortgage. I've got full arse scratching privileges in every single room, right? In fact, yeah, I have a handful of pubes. Fuck you.
Not again. Yeah, well, there you go. So.
That's so weird.
I get it now. I get it. I might go in, scratch my ass as well.
Yeah, your dad owns the house. He scratches his ass where he wants.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I was listening to the podcast this week, and Rosie is talking about the urge to stick her knife in the toaster reminded me of something my girlfriend once said to me.
Ooh.
Do you remember this? Are you saying you just want to stick your knife in a toaster?
Always. I want to press the red really button. Strange. I want to stick. I want to drive into lampposts.
Yeah.
I want to step out in front of cars.
Yeah.
All of the things you're not meant to do, I just kind of want to do it.
Well, when you're somewhere really high and you go, oh, I can jump.
Well, yeah. No, because I'm terrified of falling.
Okay, maybe not.
But then. Just the other things. It's just one of them where your brain goes, imagine if I did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a little momentary thing. Well, apparently it's a thing because he just said to you, she said to him, well, I was driving on the motorway, so I was doing at least 70 miles an hour, and my girlfriend turned to me from the passenger seat and said, sometimes I get the urge to put your handbrake on when you're driving.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fun, isn't it? You do get that.
I know a story about that.
Oh.
Do you know how I used to go out with the police officer?
Oh, God.
Police chat.
Here we go.
Somebody, I don't think it happened to him. I think it was somebody you worked with. Somebody in the back managed to get out the handcuffs and put the handbrake on and the car flipped.
Jesus.
So that's what happens. Do not put the handbrake on.
Yeah.
Because the car just like completely flipped
No, but it's
over.
That thing of where she knows she can't do it and she knows she shouldn't do it. You said, my life flashed before my eyes. So question, aside from the knife and the toaster, do either of you get the urge to do things that would most certainly end in certain death?
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, since last March, a lot more.
wonder if it's a thing.
Yeah, well, do you know what mine is?
Mm.
The door on planes.
You just want to open them.
To the point of where I get up to go to the toilet and I'm in the queue.
Mm.
And if I'm next to the people who got the door and I look at the door and sometimes they'll go, can you stand in there? Well, the trolley goes past and I'm like, I can't. I can't stand next to that because I just want to open it.
I can't trust myself.
I can't trust. It's really, like, to the point of where sometimes I've put my hands in my pockets.
No, Chris.
Rosie, like, it's real, Jesus. Where I just want to go, fucking come on, like.
Right, okay.
It's really
well,
strange.
We'll be taking separate flights.
It's really
next
strange.
Next holiday.
Yeah. It's like, wow. I'd never do it, and I've never even touched the door.
No.
I don't go anywhere near it, but I stand and I have to turn and look away from it.
I wonder what it's called.
I don't know, but I get this urge to do it, and then I play out in my head as if I've done it, and I'm like, oh my God, why have I done it? As I turn around and look away.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey up, Ramses.
Hey up.
Email from the north. I've been asking everyone I know this question, and it's divided everyone.
Ooh.
I didn't do an office poll due to the lack of an office. But I've decided the only people who can truly solve this mystery is you two. Thank you very
Glad
much.
Glad to help.
Absolutely. So here it is. And I love this question. This is one of the best questions we've had for a long time.
Right.
If you cook two lasagnas, then put one on top of the other, do you have two lasagnas or one big lasagna?
Oh, man. How absolutely ridiculous.
Love it. I absolutely love this question.
Right, you've got one lasagna.
Do you think you've got one big lasagna?
Got one
you've
massive
got, I tell
lasagna.
You what, you've got a fucking mess is what you've got. If you think that's all staying, no chance. It's going to be about 4 inches high. That's crazy.
Yeah. What have you got? What you got?
See,
what do you
isn't
think?
It amazing? I don't know because I think, yeah, one lasagna. But then, so this is, he goes on, right? I think one big lasagna. But a lot of people are arguing that the crispy cheese on top of the first lasagna acts as a barrier,
yeah.
separating the two lasagnas. Fucking got so much time on his hands. To which I say, and he's put this very diplomatically, to which I say, fuck off.
Great. Aggressive.
If you make one lasagna and put cheese on each layer of sauce, it doesn't stop being a bastard lasagna, does it? ? But I think what they're doing, son, is they're talking about the crispy top of the lasagna. So you've got your crispy top, you've got your crispy corner bits, and then yeah, it is kind of, so imagine putting two Big Macs on top of each other.
Mm.
Your bun with the seeds on the top mm-hmm. is the top and the end of the first Big Mac.
Yeah. I've said this before and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
What, these people don't work. They don't work.
What is it then, Rosie? Is it one big lasagna or is it two lasagnas on top of each other?
I think it might be two.
You think it might be two lasagnas?
I've changed my mind because you're right. Yeah. That the cheese bit has, yeah, it's changed it for me.
Okay. He's got another question here.
Oh, my word.
He's got this. Now, this one, I like this even more.
Okay.
Is it two lasagnas or two lasagna? Like sheep. I love him.
It's two lasagnas.
Is it two lasagnas or two lasagna?
It's two
I've
lasagnas.
I've got two lasagna
I
over
can't
here.
Know. But can it be just making up the English language? It's two... It, Let's see, so two lasagna.
So if there was loads of lasagna in a field, it would be a flock of lasagna or a flock of lasagnas. What would it be?
I don't care. I don't
but people need
care.
To know.
Right. Like cacti.
No. Yes. No.
No,
like
that's
sheep.
Changing the word. So,
so you
sheep.
Wouldn't. So, so you say. So you never say sheep. You never say two sheep. You would just say two sheep.
Right. Okay.
So you're saying two lasagnas or two lasagna. I don't know.
Well, I was saying two lasagnas, but then when you put it in flock,
yeah,
I'd say lasagna. So maybe it is two lasagna. I can't believe I'm.
So one lasagna on top of another lasagna isn't one lasagna. It's two lasagna, or is it two lasagnas?
When, how could I get it to stop?
Do you know what I'm going to do tonight?
Yeah.
When we go to sleep, right? At one point, when you're in the deepest sleep you are in, I'm gonna shake you awake and I'm going to go, is it lasagna or lasagnas?
Oh. Do you know what I like to call it? Lasagne.
Lasagne. I do
so
call
I remember
it lasagne
how to,
now and
how
then.
To spell it.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
You know who we should ask?
Exactly.
You know who we should ask? We should ask the Italian dinner lady from Fireman Sam. Bella Lasagna. She'll know.
Yeah. As if that's her name.
As if we call her Bella Lasagna. I mean,
come on.
Where, man?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. So me and my boyfriend were at a wedding in a hotel. We had a room in the hotel and after the meal went up to the room for a bit and things happened. He had a kilt on, which we realised was great for easy access.
Underwear.
To the penis, I imagine.
Yeah. Is this in between the weddings?
This is in between the day and the night do.
Oh, it's lovely that people aren't drunk like we are.
Yeah. We're normally
having a nap.
We normally don't realise the night has started.
Yeah, our friendship groups, all of our groups, there's not one. We don't have a sober, chilled group.
Don't hang around with them.
No.
Don't be associated with them.
I'm saying they're naps and that. We don't actually go up to the room. We just carry on through the break.
I normally don't realise the nighttime do is occurring.
Yeah.
And I will turn to someone and go, I haven't seen you all day. Have you been here? Where have you been? And they go, I've just got here.
It's half eight,
it's the night do. And
you're
I go, oh, okay.
Yeah. When's the buffet?
Yeah. So we went back down and later on his mum asked him what he had spilt on his kilt. We looked down and immediately realised what the white stain was on his kilt.
Semen, I'm guessing.
His mum and granny decided it was white chocolate from the dessert and proceeded to try and clean the stain off.
Oh, for the love of God.
His granny started by licking her fingers and trying to rub it off.
Nah. No.
I had to play along and try to help while dying inside. They tried for ages to get the stain out, asking just about all of the guests if they had any ideas what to use. We were absolutely mortified. In the end, they were unsuccessful and it cost us £50 to get it dry cleaned twice.
Oh, my word.
Dude, what are you eating? What's your spunk me
out? I know.
Christ alive.
Super glue.
Goodness me.
What? Who's this mother and grandmother who care
just
enough?
Just overbearing, aren't
just
they?
Too much. Like,
well, they knew he'd rented it, so it'll be a rented kilt. So they're like, you got to get it out, you'll get charged. So they're trying to save him £50, but his granny is in a room full of people licking her grandson's semen off a kilt. And she'll never know that she did that.
He's a fine wee lass, a bonny wee lass, with Jenny McCall. I gave him me mama's engagement ring and me bonny wee come me shawl. Yeah, rank. Oh, that's disgusting. Stop
so
it.
Good.
Stop licking stains off people. Why would you do it?
Is that, come here, son. Is that, get that off. Is that chocolate off the pudding? It went, salted caramel.
Oh, ew. The only people's face that I will lick stains off is the kids.
Okay.
And I don't lick it, but I will get like my thumb and do that with it. But they're the only people I will.
COVID times.
Nobody else.
Just licking. Great.
We've got COVID.
You know, everyone listening knew you meant lick your finger or a tissue. You know, we didn't. You know, you just grabbing Robin by the sides of the head and just fucking mauling them with your tongue across the face.
I wish you'd eat that gingerbread, probably.
Like a Labrador. Hey, you've got something on your chin. Come here, son. Mom! It's me graduation!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Just like that. We've come to the end. Thank you so, so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much, guys. We hope you're hanging in there. Hopefully this shit show can't go on for much longer. But can it? We don't know.
Who
either
knows?
Way, just keep your chins up if you can. All your chins. If you've got double chins. I don't know what I'm saying. If you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, we'll love you to bits. Thank you for listening. And we will be back in your ears next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.